Chapter 26, Rescuing Others and Why Not To. There is a big difference between helping and rescuing. Helping empowers someone. It gives them tools, encouragement, and sometimes a temporary hand up. Rescuing, on the other hand, enables their problems. It removes responsibility, shields them from the consequences of their choices, and allows them to stay stuck. I have seen people spend years trying to fix others, pouring energy, time, emotion, and money into someone else's chaos. And often, nothing changes. Why? Because the person being rescued does not have to change. Someone else is carrying their weight for them. Help, yes. Rescue, no. You can carry a friend's backpack for a mile, but if you carry their entire life, they will never learn how to stand on their own. The instinct to rescue? One of the most natural human responses is to try and save someone who appears to be drowning emotionally, financially, or personally. Especially when we run into an unhappy group, one person, we want to help them escape their darkness. The intention is good. The result rarely is. Rescuing often creates dependency, resentment, and an endless cycle where the rescuer tries harder while the victim puts in less effort. Over time, the rescuer becomes exhausted, confused, frustrated, and sometimes even angry. Meanwhile, the person being rescued becomes more dependent. The mouse story, a metaphor for human behavior. There is a story about an experiment scientists did with mice. As strange as it sounds, it teaches an important lesson about people. The experiment was simple. The scientists placed a mouse in a bowl of water with no escape. The mouse swam in circles, fighting hard to survive. Exhausted, it sank to the bottom. To their surprise, the mouse suddenly found a second wind, resurfacing and continuing its struggle. Again it sank, again it rose, fighting with every ounce of strength. Finally, at the moment the mouse could no longer continue, the scientists rescued it. They dried it off, warmed it, and fed it. The next morning, they placed the mouse back into the bowl. What happened? Without a moment of effort, the mouse sank straight to the bottom. No swimming, no fighting, no second chances. It simply waited to be rescued again. Read that part twice. This story is not about mice. It is about people. Once someone learns that someone else will always save them, effort disappears. Responsibility disappears. And the ability to grow disappears. Learned helplessness, human addition. Some people go through life waiting to be rescued. Somewhere along the way, they realize that if they waited long enough, someone would come along, pull them out of the water, dry them off, and put food in their metaphorical cage. This is learned helplessness, and it is a direct result of bad programming. These individuals often refuse to take responsibility for their challenges. They avoid effort, accountability, and growth. And yet, they attract rescuers over and over again, because rescuers convince themselves they can fix people. But they can't. Not really. The triangle of pain. Trying to rescue others often leads to what I call the triangle of pain. A triangle has three points, and in this triangle, the points are labeled rescuer, victim, and persecutor. Here is the rule of the triangle. The moment you take one role, you automatically take on all three. And once you step into the triangle, you get sucked in instantly. A simple example. A husband and wife are arguing, emotions escalating. A well-meaning friend steps in to rescue the situation. Within moments, the husband or the wife, or both, pivot from arguing with each other to attacking the rescuer. The rescuer becomes the victim. Then the victim fights back to defend their good intentions and becomes the persecutor. The triangle of pain is complete. Nobody wins. Professionals who rescue people for a living, firefighters, police officers, paramedics, and social workers, have countless stories of being attacked by the very people they tried to save. Human behavior is messy. People lash out. Victims often turn on their rescuers. And rescuers end up becoming persecutors as a matter of self-defense. Why rescuing fails every time. Rescuing usually ends the same way, with the rescuer licking their wounds while the person they tried to save remains unchanged, ungrateful, or even resentful. Many people who see themselves as victims believe life owes them something. They foster entitlement and expect someone else to do the heavy lifting. When a rescuer appears, they accept help gladly, then criticize or blame the rescuer when things still do not improve. Group 1 people can become masters of this cycle. The alternative, be a facilitator, not a rescuer. There is another option, one that actually works. Instead of rescuing, be a facilitator. A facilitator does not dive into the hole with the person. A facilitator stands at the top and encourages, supports, motivates, and guides the person to climb out on their own. Facilitators provide support, guidance,
encouragement,
perspective, a temporary structure. What they do not provide is a free pass from responsibility. A facilitator understands a core truth. No one can fix another person's life for them. People must rescue themselves if they want real, lasting change. Great facilitators know this. That is why so many of them are trained professionals who have spent years learning how to help without hurting themselves. Why avoiding the triangle of pain leads to happiness. Stepping into the triangle of pain is like digging a hole. Avoid it at all costs. The roles of rescuer, victim, and persecutor are emotionally draining, often painful, and always unproductive. You cannot be happy when you are constantly trying to save others from themselves. And you cannot grow if you are entangled in someone else's drama. Avoiding the triangle is not selfish. It is smart. It protects your peace, your time, and your emotional well-being. As the saying goes, you are responsible for your own happiness. Others are responsible for theirs. The difference between compassion and responsibility. It is compassionate to care about someone. It is compassionate to offer support. It is compassionate to help someone up after they fall. But it is not your responsibility to carry them every day of their lives. You can be kind without becoming responsible for another person's journey. Boundaries do not make you cold, uncaring, or selfish. They make you wise. Am I helping or rescuing? Think of one person you have been supporting. Ask yourself, am I helping them grow, or am I doing the work they should be doing? If I stop tomorrow, would they step up or sink deeper? How can I shift my role from rescuer to encourager?